Hello, hello. Thanks for listening for Triple Z. We've got amazing cast here, amazing people from Binley Theatre Group. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
James Rogers, Lauren Conway, Connor Bryant, and Jamie O'Donogh.
Woo!
That's us.
Performing from 10th to 25th November.
Mm-hmm.
The show is called Anything Goes.
That's the one.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's set in the 1920s.
1930s.
1930s. Okay. You probably know the show better. And it's set on a cruise liner, a cruise ship called the SS American. And there are a few kooky characters that come aboard. There's a bit of a love triangle. There's a nightclub performer. That creates a bit of drama. There's a priest. There's so many passengers and everything like that. I don't know.
There's a generally incompetent crew of sailors.
Yeah.
That we sort of have to deal with.
But yeah.
It's yeah.
James, can you tell us a little bit more about Binley Theatre Group?
Binley Theatre Group, rightio. Of course. Yeah. So it's it's a really nice little theatre group, actually. They perform at Crete Street Theatre mainly, in Binley, of course, which is, it's such a great little theatre.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there for a while, but they run their Jets program out of there, which is a junior musical theatre program, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And they do shows all throughout the year, so it's not just, you know, one big one at the end of the year. It's kind of ongoing all the time.
Excellent. And can you now introduce yourself, like individually?
Oh, yeah.
Let us a little bit more about your talents. Share your talents with us. So let's start.
So my name's Connor. I play the purser in Anything Goes. I studied psychology at UQ, and yeah, I'm just sort of taking a break and doing some musical theatre.
My name's Jamie. I play Purity, one of Reno's angels, so backup dancers. I've been dancing since I was 3, and I really love musical theatre because it encompasses all different genres of dance, and you get to sing as well, and it creates a really good community.
I'm Lauren Conway, and I play Hope Harcourt, who is this beautiful debutante, no pressure, and she kind of has like the main love story in the show, which is really fun to play with.
I'm James Rogers, and I play Billy Crocker. So Billy's the male lead of the show. He's quite a lot of fun to play. He's got a few different love triangles going on. so he's a bit of a different character to everyone he comes across, which means I get to do a lot with the character and have a lot of fun. I also get to tap dance, which I love.
Wow.
So that's fun.
That's what it says. Music and madness reach the shores of Binley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Plenty of tap
music and madness.
Romantic escapades.
Mm-hmm.
Gangsters and cheeky dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a dog in our show.
We have
a real dog.
How do you forget the dog?
The dog is the star of the show.
Oh, Ernie.
And let's find out from each of you, why did you audition for Anything Goes?
I auditioned for Anything Goes because I'd known the director, Michael Skelton, for a couple of years now, and like I really enjoy working with him, and I know the musical director and the choreographer, and it felt like a fun show to do. Like I've performed at Binley Theatre Group as well, and it's a lovely place, you know. Like James was saying before, it's a great venue, and it does feel like a community.
I didn't actually audition. I was busy on the day of auditions. And then Lauren, who's one of my best friends, she got given the part of Hope Harcourt, and they had cast some of Reno's backup dancers, but a few of them dropped out, and the director asked Lauren, do you know anyone that dances? And she kindly put me forward. And I'm so glad that I'm able to do this show. It's absolutely fantastic.
I didn't audition either, and Jamie actually called me. I was like, I know. No, I did. I auditioned because I worked with the creative team previously, and I think that they're the rat's pajamas. Come see the show and you'll get that one. And I also, Hope Harcourt is actually a dream role for me, so it's very cool to be playing her. Very, very cool. So,
well, I auditioned for the show Mainly because there was tap dancing. I hadn't worked with Bean Lee before. I hadn't worked with the production team before. I didn't really know the show either. I just knew there was tap dancing, and it's an era of musicals that I really love. It's what I grew up watching and what I grew up dancing with. So I just decided to have a go, and yeah, went pretty well.
Mm. So what is your favorite part of the production?
Favorite part of the production in general would probably just be the audition, not the audition, the rehearsal process. Because like you just see everyone grow as their character and with their singing and their dancing and the acting, like everything, like it starts off at a level and it just gets better and better and better. So it's like that process of, you know, honing it. And then when you finally put it on, you've got that best show that you can put forward. And it's just like the entire process is my favorite, I guess.
Yeah, I too really enjoy the rehearsal process, seeing everyone work their hardest to bring the show together. But my absolute favorite moment is on opening night when you hear the overture start to play and everyone's ready to get on stage. That's just the best feeling in the world.
My favorite part of the production is probably getting to, like, in between the main action, getting to have these little moments on stage that are just ad-libbed and getting to see like our incredible ensemble come up with little stories that'll pop up here and there while we're kind of saying some lines that somebody wrote down for us to say. It's very fun. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, my favorite part of the rehearsal process, or just the process in general, it would have to be what we call sitzprobe. So it's that first rehearsal where we get the full band in and we do all the singing for the first time with that full band, and just the sound you get is something completely different to anything you have up until that point. Mm. And it lifts the whole performance and you can feel it from everyone in the room. It's really great.
And now, what is unique about your character in Anything Goes?
So it's hard to explain sort of the purser. I guess in literal terms, he's in charge of the money on the ship. He's the captain second in command. I guess what's unique about it is no one listens to him. I'm technically the boss of the sailors and they don't care.
He tries to make my life really hard.
Yeah.
To make everyone's life really hard.
I sort of end up taking my frustrations out on the passengers on the ship. And it's a lot of fun. But yeah.
What's unique about my character? Well, there are four backup dancers for Reno, who's one of the main characters. And we've all kind of created our little personalities inside the show, because it's a bit bland to have just backup dancers just being all the same. And I think it's nice for the audience to see us all be our own kind of person. So I think you can wait to the show to find out what kind of character my character is, because it's a little bit naughty for radio.
I'm guessing you must be involved in Love Triangle.
Your character. With many of the sailors on the ship. Yeah.
It's
definitely not a scripted one.
I think what is special about Hope in this production is that she's a little more gutsy than other versions of Anything Goes. It's set in the 1930s, and she's this girl who's engaged to this man for money because her mother is like making her do that, her sister in this show. I think what's different about her is she's got a bit of sass. She's a bit stronger than your typical 1930s debutante girl. So yeah, that's what I like about her. Yeah.
Is she a bit of a beauty queen?
A little bit, which is very fun to play. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
My favorite part about Billy, what's unique about Billy? He kind of, he's a bit different to the rest of the characters in the show in regards to, he's kind of where all the other characters intersect. Mm-hmm. He pushes the story along, whereas the other characters will have their moments and their scenes together where they're kind of building up and fleshing out the story, but then Billy comes on and pushes it along. He's like, all right, we're moving to the next point. Mm-hmm. So making sure, you know, I'm getting all of those right as well kind of helps move the story along, which is pretty important.
Just a bit. Just a tad. You know.
And why should people come and see Anything Goes?
I think we touched on it before. There's a cute dog in the show.
That's the only reason.
And gorgeous actors.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
The entire cast and the entire production team, like including lights and sound and stage management and all that, everyone's put in a lot of hard work, and I think it will really show on opening night.
Yes. I want to add to that. I think that if you want to just lose yourself for a few hours, have a laugh, maybe have a cry, and just have a time to enjoy yourself, I think that's the perfect reason to come along and watch.
I think that there are so many reasons. Anything Goes is like this huge, big, glitzy Broadway musical. There's like a huge tap number. There's a dog. There's beautiful music by Cole Porter. It's just, you know, it's just got everything that you would want from a show. And again, there is a dog.
So I think we've touched on there's a dog.
We'll just mention one more time, there is a dog.
Very cute puppy, like so seriously cute. People. Oh, it's from that kind of golden age of musicals, Anything Goes. If you love musicals, you're gonna love Anything Goes. It's just that type of show. Yeah, it will make you happy, make you laugh. Maybe make you cry a little bit, but in a good way.
Yeah.
In a very cathartic way.
Yeah.
So I realised that in Act 1, there are 11 musical pieces.
Yeah, Act 1 is a big one. Yeah. Biggest act, yeah.
And then in Act 2, another 9 musical songs.
Wow.
We sing and dance a lot.
Yeah, and in between all those musical numbers, there's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of movement in between those. So you've got to have good stamina, good fitness, I guess, but we make it work.
So audience is encouraged to sing along with you.
Yeah, if you know the music,
get up and dance.
Get involved. Yeah. Like, there's nothing more than what we love than seeing the audience getting into it. Like,
except don't come up on stage and pat the dog. Like, maybe after.
I don't know. That'd be fun.
I wouldn't mind. We'd roll into the show.
So is this song Anything Goes? It's the last one in Act 1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that like a main song? Or
that's
or?
Our, yes. Huge song. That's the big tap number.
It's like a 9-minute tap number. I'm not in it, so I get to kind of sit back and be like, oh my goodness, these people are incredible.
Yeah.
Our entire cast, basically except for me, is on stage doing this insane tap number, and I don't know how they do it, but at the end there's this huge belting section. It's honestly, they have to sing after they've just tapped for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They're incredible.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's amazing. Tiring, but worth it.
Yeah. Can't wait to see it. I heard you prepared a little scene for us.
We did.
So, yeah, we've got a little scene, which is Hope and Billy kind of having their first proper chat of the show. They've seen each other a few times and you know something's going on, but this is...
For a little backstory, Hope's engaged to a man called Lord Evelyn Oakley, but she met... You'll hear about it in the scene. She's met Billy before and they had a little thing.
And Billy's really cool, so...
Billy's cool. Hope's also really cool.
Everyone's cool.
Go for it.
Okay.
Hey, Hope, how you doing?
Hello, Billy. Billy!
You know, you're beautiful when you're about to faint.
I didn't know you were sailing.
Neither did I.
Then what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I'm selling life preservers. No, Hope, I stowed away to be with you. I couldn't let you go.
Oh, you're being terribly bad, Billy. Why, we hardly know each other.
Hardly know each other?
We met one night at a party. We danced, we had a little too much wine, and we took a little spin around the park.
You call 5 hours a little spin?
4 hours.
Five. You forget? You fell asleep after we...
I remember.
Then I took you down to the docks. We had breakfast.
As the sun came up.
We talked about going to California, raising orange trees.
Raising kids. Oh, Billy, that was a fantasy. Things like that just aren't done.
You're right. Who am I kidding? You and me, that could never work. And then I start to sing.
Then there's a beautiful number called Easy to Love,
where he basically tells me how amazing I am.
Oh, yeah. So poor romantic. Lauren has to sit there while being serenaded.
Listen, I mean, it's a hard gig. Hope is a tough gig.
So yes, if you want to hear me sing, come and see the show.
What a great teaser, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Have you got a
scene?
I don't think we really interact in the show.
Oh, you don't interact.
I think it's just a little, like, a few little passing gestures and stuff like that. But
a couple of just sort of jokes that are sort of written in just to, like, break up the action, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, once again, come along, you'll be able to see.
Yeah.
A lot of it is sort of visual, I guess.
Okay, well, it's nice to listen to the actors. So would you like to tell us show details? And
absolutely. So
let's have the cast promote the show. Okay.
When is it, Lauren?
Oh, it is from the 10th of November to the 25th of November.
Where is it happening?
It's happening at Beenleigh Theatre Group. You can find that on the corner of Crete and Kent Streets in Beenleigh.
And how much are the tickets?
$25 to $35.
Wow, that's really cheap.
Yeah, you can find them at www.beenleightheatregroup.com/bookings.
Wow, is there a phone number?
There is a phone number. Thanks for asking, James. The phone number is 3807-3922. That again is 3807-3922.
Nice.
Wow.
I think we could get jobs on the radio.
Yeah, you should have recorded that and played on all the radio stations. Yeah. Wow. So cool.